Sudanese members of the Women's Cooperative Associations in Khartoum State say they are unhappy with the decision to dislodge the registration of women's cooperative associations based on discriminatory, gender-insensitive, and legally non-existent grounds. They say the decision does not reflect women's contribution during the revolution that ousted former President Omar al-Bashir. Faiza Ismail, the executive director of the Women Hope Makers Association in Khartoum, says they were shocked to hear that they could no longer renew the registration licenses unless they add men to their group. She says men are already dominant in every aspect of Sudanese society and wonders why, in her words, the state cannot leave women alone.
Most of our members in the cooperative associations are widows, divorced, displaced, refugees, and those who are coming from the war-affected areas. We don't want to include men in our organizations because our issues that affect us are different from what affects men.
Saida Yusuf, who heads the Women's Self-Reliant Association in Khartoum, says the decision is illegal and targets vulnerable women who contributed greatly to the Sudanese revolution. Yusuf says the cooperative groups help organize and advocate for services and help alleviate poverty, making a dignified living for their families. The women rights activists are calling for the immediate reform of laws that restrict women participation in public life. Yusuf says it is time for them to speak up on any single political decision that still oppresses women in Sudan.
In previous periods, we were only allowed to work on economic empowerment and social issues and were afraid to engage in politics because there was a lot of oppression on women and we were not allowed to carry out any political activities. Now, we think we have an opportunity to fully participate with a full voice.
Shahinaz Abdul Hafiz, the registrar at the Cooperative Department at the Ministry of Trade and Industry, says the decision is meant to include gender balance but is optional.
The cooperative is supposed to be among all genders and everyone should benefit from such associations. So what we have been telling them is that if they don't mind including some men as members in these groups, it will be better. This is an option, not a must. This is not a condition for the registration, but is an option.
Sudanese women activist Hala Al-Karib, who heads the local NGO Strategic Initiative for Women in the Horn of Africa, condemned the decision and says women issues cannot be tackled by men.
They utilize those platforms as platforms for solidarity and support and for addressing challenges of poverty and access to resources and improving their livelihoods.
Al-Karib called for reforming policies so that women can enjoy the fruits of the revolution.
There is much more work that needs to be done to restructure, you know, the different government departments, a lot of work that needs to be done when it comes to laws and policy framework.
The Sudanese transitional government vowed to lift all laws that oppress women in the country and allow them to participate in public life. In November 2019, the Sudanese government lifted the controversial Public Order Act that used to restrict women's dress code and prevent them from participating in public activities such as businesses and sports activities. For VOA News, I'm Michael Atit in Khartoum.